from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
Some drizzle at the track right now at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Hopefully they can get things going on schedule in the Indy 500. We'll continue to monitor that. Meanwhile, joining us on the line live, his team is on fire right now. They've won 15 of 19. He is the president of baseball operations of the St. Louis Cardinals. John Mozeliak is with us. Mo, good morning. Good to have you as always.
Good morning, Tommy. How are you?
Doing well. Going for the sweep today. I was there yesterday. My wife, Angie, and I celebrated our 22nd anniversary yesterday at the ballpark, and we were up in a suite watching the ball game. What an entertaining, wild, crazy baseball game that was, wasn't it?
Yeah, that really was. I think, like, a lot of it just shows, like, sort of the makeup of the character of this team. The ability to always just punch back or fight back, and they just don't roll over. And I think, after watching this club for basically 2 months now, it's fun. And they play with a lot of energy, which I think in the past couple of years we just weren't seeing. And I think the evolution of some of our younger players and really what's at stake with their careers, they're really making the most of it. So it's been fun. And we certainly want to continue it. And we know today will be a tough day, but the approach has been one day at a time.
One day at a time. Arizona Diamondbacks throwing Brandon Pfaadt. He's very good. Sonny Gray is very good. Matthew Liberatore was excellent yesterday. And Miles Michaelis before that. And on it goes. Your starters are bringing it, John Mozeliak. And that has been the foundation, along with your defense, for success.
Yeah, I think, a lot of people always ask me, like, what's the one thing? It's not the one thing. It's a little bit of everything. And I think that's what's making this so cool. When you think about it from a defensive standpoint, you think about it from an offensive standpoint, you think about it from a bullpen or pitching standpoint, we're just getting a lot of contribution from a lot of different people on any given night. And historically, that is, the recipe for success in this league. And it's basically not one way of doing things. It allows you to have different ways to beat a club, and that's what we're seeing.
We saw yesterday some big moments from Jordan Walker. I'll get to those. But I mentioned earlier this morning that I love those little things like making contact and bringing runners in. After Walker's big hit, he's standing at second. You got to get him home somehow. And Scott, with the ground out, gets him to third. Pozo, who never strikes out, makes contact and gets him home. That's a big run right there. I mean, the Cardinals are – that might be the recipe for success offensively, is that you're just making contact and putting the ball in play, Mo.
Yeah, we're definitely striking out less than we have in past years, which is, I think, from just a pure entertainment standpoint, a lot more fun to watch. But I think the contribution you're seeing really 1 through 9 is what's giving us that depth and ability to score runs on any given day, and that's cool.
Without Wilson Contreras as well, how is he doing? My understanding is he's going to miss more time here with the back spasms.
Yeah, I think we're just trying to be precautionary here. Obviously, we want to get him back as soon as possible, but we also want to be smart and not have this thing drag out. So spoke with him this morning. Definitely he's feeling better, which is good news. But we got to get him to that point where he's confident where he can go, and we're not going to have any setbacks.
And the opportunity was there for Alec Burleson to play more, and he has come through for you at first place. Plays a good first base, too. And then there's Jordan Walker. I mean, this is just exactly, I think, what you're trying to see out of Jordan Walker. You don't want him to make mistakes, but he's going to. I mean, young players are going to do it. And he goes up there, gets 2 strikeouts, a double. He has the misplay in right, and then a monster hit. I mean, if that's not indicative of what the Cardinals are trying to do, develop players, you just watched it all in a handful of innings yesterday from Walker, didn't you?
We've been preaching all along patience, but we're also trying to get people to understand we are trying to win. And, that's that fine line teams walk when they are trying to balance the ability to develop, but also try to find ways to get W's in the win column. And, it's tough. It's hard to navigate, but I think Ollie and his staff are doing a tremendous job doing it. And, right now I think you know, just from a Cardinal fan standpoint, it's certainly entertaining.
How are the minor league operations right now? I know that you're focused on the big club, but you're in charge of the entire organization. Some of the things that are happening right now below the big club, are they exciting you?
They are. I think the Cardinals are in a unique spot right now. Obviously, we've picked pretty high last year, seventh overall. We get the fifth this year. So just the depth we're able to add is certainly exciting. But the overall feeling right now, what's going on in the minor leagues is, you know, very positive, and that's great to see. And so we're just going to keep trying to build on that. And, you know, obviously, when you sit in this seat, it's not just about today. It's about what you're going to look like months from now, years from now. And that's something that we're not losing sight of. But we are certainly enjoying some of the fruits of our labor at the big league level right now.
You have Chaim Bloom and Rob Serfolio and Larry Day and a number of people working to collaborate. And I think that's a key word, isn't it, Mo? That has been a big thing here, is the collaboration between everybody to make sure that's the movement here, to get this organization moving forward, that you have that everybody is on the same page as to what happens moving forward.
Yeah, I do take a little bit of defense on that, as if we weren't doing that before.
Right.
You know, obviously, you know, we are looking at trying to inject some new ideas, new thoughts, and really some different strategies. But, you know, under Gary and his staff, I think they did a, you know, tremendous job, especially with the resources they had. And I don't want to ever take anything away from what he and his staff did over those years. But, you know, as we move into this next generation of leadership, obviously things are going to be done a little differently, and hopefully, this organization sees those benefits and makes the most of it.
And that's exactly it. You know, it's all about looking forward and seeing what things are happening. But I agree with you in paying tribute to Gary LaRocque and all that his staff did to build. And you just said the key word there, with the resources that were available. And Mo, we don't need to go through the trade deadline discussion again, because we just had it last week. You told me, plain and simple, you would love to have a complicated trade deadline at this point. This is really something to have your team right in the middle of this. You're two out. It's so early, but you're two out here on May 25th and very much in a division race. But before you know it, that deadline will creep up on you. 2 months away.
Yeah, look, we're 2 months into the season. It's a six-month season, so there's a lot of baseball to be played. But, you know, obviously our rival up north is playing really good baseball as well, and got off to a very hot start. We got off to a very slow start. And, you know, we're trying to make up some ground and make the most of it.
That you're doing. Just one, you know, final thing. When you look at bullpen right now, are you happy with the way things are humming along? You have, of course, some options if you need to. I see, you know, the occasional Swanson up and Roycroft down and things like that. Are you happy, I guess my question is, with your depth if you need it for the bullpen?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. You think about, like, normal years, there's times where you're just like, I don't know who to bring up. Mm-hmm. But with guys like O'Brien, Munoz, Fernandez, those guys have been throwing the ball pretty well down there. And, you know, so I feel like, you know, we have the ability to stay fresh, rotate out. And, you know, in Roycroft's place, we just want to definitely get him more confidence in the ability to use that slider more consistently. The other day, you know, he just threw 11 straight fastballs. So we've got to get that into his repertoire where he's comfortable doing it, because if he does, you know, he has a chance to be a swing and miss type reliever. And, you know, we're excited about that, but you got to be able to land those for strikes. You got to be able to get them to chase. And so his evolution is something we just got to be patient with. But overall, I just feel like, you know, we're really in a pretty good spot.
Development, you know, absolutely. Watching him and getting that repeatable delivery, absolutely. John Mozeliak, thank you. It's great to visit with you as always. Have a great Sunday, and good luck today as you go for a sweep.
All right, thanks, Coop. See you.
Thank you. John Mozeliak with us on KMOX. We'll take a quick timeout, and when we come back, Bernie Miklas will join us to talk about the club and so much more. We have a lot to get into with Bernie on Sports on a Sunday Morning. We're from the Stiefel Sports Studio, and we'll be right back.